I'm going to read to you from the book of Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning at the first verse. I think I'll read the first 11 verses.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Searching the scriptures and reading, was said in the Sunday school lesson, you got to read them all to get the correct message. You do, but there was something kind of that stood out here in the book of Luke, first verse, 24th chapter. Now upon the first day of the week, verily, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and be crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and to all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales, and they believed not. They believed them not. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. Again, Lord, take us, use us as you would see fit. You know, Father, that I am not worthy to speak the words. But praise God, we ask you to deliver the message. Lord, let it be exactly what's needed here this morning. Lord, we pray that the power of the Holy Spirit might overshadow this place. And Lord, that your power and your might might look upon the hearts of each and every one of us and change us, O God, that we might be worthy just to stand in your presence. We ask you, O God, just to take us, use us, be with us, and we'll thank you, Lord, because, Lord, our only desire is just to please you. In the name of Jesus. As I said before, the message is the same. It's exactly the same as Cindy taught that we had in our sunrise service. The women, as they were coming to the tomb, the first time they watched him being buried, watched him being placed in the tomb, and the tomb being sealed with the rolling stone. They went back and prepared spices for the anointing of the body of Jesus. Being the Sabbath, they were not allowed to do anything on the Sabbath. So they rested the Sabbath day. Then early on the morning of the first day of the week, they came back. wondering how they were going to get in. The stone was there. But when they came back, they found that the stone had been rolled away. And when they went and looked in, they saw that he was gone, scared to death. They saw in there a sight that we need to see today. It was something that was purely of God. Man had nothing to do with it. Man put Jesus in the tomb, but God took him out. This angel in bright array that was standing in there, and it scared them so bad it made them frightened of what they saw. And you know, I think probably we need a good fright. We need a good fright. We need to get in the presence of God till it scares us to death. It makes us wonder what we have seen or where we have been. Well, folks, I don't know about you, but I've been there. Yes, I have been there. I have seen the brightness just a little bitty bit that he has. And believe me, it is powerful. It's overwhelming. We can sit in church pews for the rest of our life, every day of our life, but until we know Jesus Christ within us, it's going to do us absolutely no good. Yes, we can attend church, we can sing in the choir, we can sing specials and solos and all that. We can do all these good things that sounds good to us. But if we don't know Jesus Christ within us, we don't have anything. The sound of the music that we hear, the sound of the preached word that you hear, all of this one day will cease. It will cease to exist. There will be no preaching, because when Christ comes back to call his church, that's it. It's over. These women, when they saw this and they were instructed by this angel to go and to tell the apostles, it says there, it said, go tell them. And they did just that. They went on their way back and they told him what they had seen. And they, what did they say? Read it. You just said, read it.
This morning.
Yes. Oh, you got that crazy version. Read it anyhow. Yes.
They believed them not.
They believed them not. For what? For what? Read it.
Because their words seemed to
them. Oh, you lost this too. Their words seemed as what?
Nonsense.
Or idle tales. Yes. Their words seemed as idle tales. That's what I would like to concentrate on this morning. Their words seemed as idle tales. Friend, let me tell you. All of this preaching that you hear from me, from the choir, from solos, and all of this telling of the story of Jesus Christ, boy, it's hard to swallow, ain't it? It's practically, does anybody have a problem with that? I mean, if you look at it worldly, in a practical sense, all these things, it's hard to take. It's hard to swallow some of these things. These guys had been with Jesus all this time through his preaching and all this, seen all the miracles he'd done, all these things. They was there. But yet, he told them that he would rise again that third day. This was what he told them. And believe it. When it happened, they came to it and they told him. The women told them what had happened. Seemed to me like that's just idle tales. Yes. the preaching you hear, the teachings you get, all the things that goes on within the walls of this church would seem like idle tales, except you open your heart and listen. Yes. You can hear it with the old ear, and it will just go in one ear and out. It looked like that bear that got shot. Did I tell you that story? No, I didn't tell you that story. Preachers, there were some guys out hunting. I got to throw this in. There were some guys out hunting, and there was three of them. One was a lawyer, one was a doctor, and one was a preacher. And they was out there walking along, and a bear showed up, and bop. They all three shot at the same time. So they went down there to lay the bear. Couldn't find a mark on him. Who killed the bear? Well, they looked and they talked and they discussed it. And they said, well, there's only one possible answer. The preacher killed the bear. Well, how do you determine that? He said, because the bullet went in one ear and right out the other. Idle tales. Yes. Yes. All of these things would seem like idle tales. Hard to believe. When they heard it, and they believed not. Can you imagine? All that they had seen, all that they had witnessed through Jesus' teaching, the miracles he had done, right in front of them, all these things that he had done, but yet they believed not. Well, friend, I'm going to tell you something right now. You ain't going to like this. But there may be someone sitting right within this congregation that when we leave this church, we can say, we can really feel within us and really, honestly, if we'd be honest with ourselves, we can say, I believe it not. Because we have not opened up our heart and heard with a spiritual ear, we haven't heard it. Allowed it to sink deep within us. It's just come in one ear and out the other. And when we go out there in the world, it's just the same old thing until we come back again next week and hear it all over again, which becomes just idle tales. Ooh. Having the power of God within your grasp, having the greatest gift that was ever given within your grasp and refusing it. Wouldn't it be awful to stand before Jesus Christ, all rear back and say, yes, sir, I was there at the Sunday school. I was from a little bitty feller, and I was in the church every Sunday. Yes, sir, I was right there. Wouldn't miss it for nothing in the world. I sing in the choir. I done all these things. I done this, I done that. I just kept on and on and on. And he looks at you in the face and he says, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Yes, it can happen. When we let pride, when we let all these things that gets in our way, we think are so necessary, we think we got to do this, we got to do that, yes, all this and that and the other thing, but if it interferes with your salvation, brother, you better leave it alone. You better back off and say, I don't need that. Yes. If anything in our lives today is not according to what God wants in our life, you best back off from it. You best leave it alone. You best drop it like a hot rock, because it will be a hot rock. They didn't believe it. They heard it. They didn't believe it. They went back to the tomb. They raced up there. One outrun the other. Because he was a little younger, a little faster. He got there a little quicker. But he didn't go in. He stopped. The little older one, I get them mixed up, so I ain't gonna mention names. You read. He was a little slower, but when he got there, he went right on in. And he found that tomb empty. But what he found, he recognized. He recognized the way things were laid out, that Jesus was gone. Yeah. The tomb was empty, he was gone. Satisfied him. He knew it because he remembered what Christ had told him. They went back and they told one. He didn't see it. His name, I know his name, it's Thomas. Yeah. He said, I won't believe it. He said, I won't believe it till I touch those nail prints in his hand. Till I thrust my hand in his side. I won't believe it. What does it take to make a person believe? Some of the miracles that have happened in Jesus' life, he fed 5,000 with just a little bit of bread and a fish. He done great things. He turned water, plain old water, into wine. He done all kinds of, he healed a crippled man's hand. He done all these things. What does it take? Well, those were miracles that we read about in the Bible, but there's not a person in this house this morning that hasn't had a miracle of God performed right before their eyes.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, he has saved us so many times from disaster, maybe even death. He has saved us from catastrophes along the line, and maybe we didn't even recognize. And we certainly didn't give him praise for it. What does it take? What does it take for a person to say, thank you, Father, for the blessing? Yes. It would be a crying shame. It would be a catastrophe beyond measure. It would be the worstest thing that has ever happened that you have ever witnessed in your life. It would be the worst thing that could possibly happen to you if, when you stand before Jesus, if he looks at you and says, depart from me, I never knew you. Although we try our very best to please God, we would do anything that we could do physically here. But one thing we lack is give your heart to Jesus. If we could just open up and realize and say, Father, just as I have said, I'm not that. I'm a very poor preacher. You found that out. I'm a very poor leader. You found that out. I ain't very good at much of anything. But I told Christ, when he called me, I said, I'll give it my best. I'll give it all I've got. And that's all I can do. And I have done just that. I have tried to bring the Spirit of God into the lives of everyone that we've ever sung to, been all over this country. We have tried to present the gospel in a way that was so easy that even the smallest child would understand. You know, I feel like that wasn't enough. No, And that wasn't enough. There's more. There's more to do. Because I don't want to stand in front of my judge and have him look at me and say, "You didn't do what I asked you to do. You didn't do what I wanted you to do. Yes, you traveled all over the country singing here and there and everywhere and dragging people around this, that, and the other thing. But you failed somewhere along the line." I'm asking God, where is my failure? Where is my fault? Where am I lacking? Tell me, Lord, and we'll make it right. That's all that I can do. And that's all that any one of us can do. Is say, "Lord, here I am. I'm not much, but what I am is all yours. Take me and use me as you would see fit." We thank you, Lord, and we praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, for being with us, for helping us, oh God, and at times, Lord, when we don't know what to do, but you do. We thank you for being with us, for showing us, Lord, your way. And we ask, God, that you would just continue to bless this little church. And Lord, as Satan would try his best to tear it down, we ask you, Father, for the strength and the courage and the knowledge to move on to greater heights. Lord, that we might see souls saved. We ask you, Lord, just to come upon the scene with your power. Give us courage and wisdom, Lord, that we might be able just to fight off all these things that seems to be coming at us. Help us, Lord. Father, if there be one here in the house this morning that doesn't know that if right now we were to stand before the Almighty, that he could look up on us and say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Or would he say, "Depart from me, I never knew you"? Lord, we pray that we leave here this morning knowing that we are in his presence, that we are living pleasing to what he would have us to be. In the name of Jesus, we ask you.